Shalom, everybody. Very interesting and even a biographical paragraph tonight, where Rav Kook actually writes a little about one of the challenges that he had to face and one of the accusations against him in his thought. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bet, source number one. Paratosh Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria hayta yotzet beretzua shebein karneha shelo beretzon chachamim. That just a quick reminder of what we saw in the past, where there's no Eruv, you were allowed to have an animal go out on Shabbat carrying something for her own sake. For example, a blanket which warms up the animal. Even if there's no Eruv, that's no problem. For me to put something on the animal, to have him carry my bags for me where there's no Eruv, that would not be allowed. So Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria allowed his cow to go out with a ribbon between her horns, on her head, between her horns, on Shabbat. And his idea, his svara, is that this ribbon protects the animal. People will see this red ribbon, and they'll recognize her and bring her back to her owners. She won't get into trouble. Shelo birtzon chachamim. But the other rabbis did not agree with him, did not let him, did not want to let him take out his cow with this ribbon on her head. Rav Kook explains as follows. This is chapter He, Piska Yud. Again, this is already definitely being written towards the end of Rav Kook's life in Eretz Yisrael. And as we said, this is one of the challenges that Rav Kook himself had to struggle with. Keshem shebeguf balei chayim bal shidra uba'al מרכז החיים יוצאים ממקום המרכזי כל חלקי החיים הרחוקים עד גידול השער והציפורן. This brings us back to 10th grade biology, that there are two types of animals. There are vertebrates and invertebrates. Where we're talking here about the vertebrates, who they have a spinal cord, and it includes mammals, amphibians, reptiles, fish, and birds, which is basically most of the animals that we come across. On the other hand, according to the internet, this is less than 4% of the living creatures. 96% are invertebrates, where, if you remember in high school, they would teach about the earthworm who has five different hearts, and you could chop up an earthworm into 10 different pieces, and each one can continue living. As opposed to that, the vertebrates, they all have their spinal cord, they all have a brain, and everything is centralized from the brain down to the spinal cord. And, what, you can't hear me? Okay, thank you. When we're talking about cows or vertebrates animals, everything goes from the brain down through the spinal cord all the way out to the hair on its body and its fingernails and its horns. And here, Rav Kook is beginning to reveal the symbolism of the head and the horns. V'chulam yachad mitachdim litzura achat shel chayim shlemim. And in human beings, and in mammals, and in all these vertebrates, everything is united into one organism, into one organ of complete life. Shirak azim shlemim keshem omdim bi'ichudam. And that life really is only functions properly when everything is united, from the fingernails, to the horns, to the vertebrae, to the brain, everything is united. V'chevan shehem mitnatkim miyesod hamerkazi, and if chas v'shalom, the spinal cord is broken, harehem novlim ve'erech hachayim posek mehem, then the entire body is going to go fifen. Ma she'en ken hadavar bebalei chayim hanemuchim, davka the lower level of creation, the earthworms and the invertebrates, she'en lehem merkaz me'ached. They, you could see that it's sort of an advantage that they can continue living even if you chop them in half and into five. So that is an advantage. On the other hand, the higher level of creatures, they are holistic. Shekol chelek mitpateach lechayim ze'irim bifnei atzmo. Again, these are the earthworms and the invertebrates, where every part of the body is not connected with the whole. And for those of us who have been learning Rav Kook already 13, 14 years together, you already can tell where he is going to go. The concept of ha'achdut ha'kolelet, which he explained to his student, the Nazir, that summarizes Rav Kook's philosophy in a nutshell. The unity which unites all of the details. So all of the details are important, symbolizing the horn, and also the head, everything is united. Kmo chen hu ha'ma'amad beguf shafel sheinenu organi. Shekol chelek omedu bifnei atzmo be'olam ha'musari ha'dvarim mitkashim gam ken ha'tzad ha'yuni v'ma'asi lechol se'ifeihem. And as we're going to see, Rav Kook is going to say that there is symbolism in both types of life. The lower life, which their details are not connected with a overall klal, and also the beauty of the higher level of the vertebrates, who do have that klal, but if you start chopping it up, then everything loses its life. Okay, paragraph bet. Torat Chaim, the living Torah. And here we see a classic example of the Zohar often brings the concept of Mi Bisari Echeze Eloha. The Chovot Alvavot also brings it, that from looking at the physical world and at the physical body, I can understand the metaphysical. God created the physical to help us understand the spiritual. So if we look at how the world is functioning, Yesh ba hatzad ha-gavoa shel ha-chayim, yitaron ha-merkaziyut. If you look at the higher level of creatures, again, the vertebrates, where they have this holistic way of life, she'atzad ha-yon ha-omed be'erech shel merkaz ha-chayim, the head, which includes the beginning of the spinal cord and the brain and also the horns, who me'ached et kol ha-dikdukim, they unite, this head unites all of the details, ha-mitrachvim v'holchim u-mitarchim, even if they're horns that are very tall and far, or fingernails that are way far down, lefi ota mida shel gdulat koach ha-chayim shebemerkaz ve'oz gvurato, as long as the heart is pumping and the brain is functioning, the whole holistic organism is living. Kishem shebetigboret koach lachatz halev al zerem adam ha-shotev b'chol merchavei ha-gvia ha-morgenet. Again, this organism, because it's holistic, there is a clear connection between the central, what do they call it, the fuse box, right, the spinal cord and the brain, and the far-off horns, etc., etc. Mitrabim ha'evarim, and there are many, many different organs and limbs, gam akitzonim, even the furthest ones away, v'chol amityaches lehem gam betachlit amerchak hakatnut v'atfilut, v'hem mitchabrim liyasod v'leikar. Again, this is the higher level of creation. These are the vertebrates and man. And obviously, man is the highest level of godly creation. Alken, shne kochot mitnagdim nimtza kan. There are two contradicting powers which are functioning here. Koach elyon rode umeachid. There is the holistic approach of those vertebrae, which have that koach elyon, which have that the brain and the spinal cord, that higher level, more sophisticated level, miradedet ha-pe'ulot ha-pratiyot kafi elyoniyut ha-nizgava she-bo'or ha-yesodi. Omnam, tzarich gam ken lifamim koach shomer. Sometimes we also need to protect. Protection. Here we are already beginning to see Rav Kook's relating to the what is allowed on Shabbat is something which protects the animal. Hameir ala yachas hagadluti, ala habata nizgiva, she'ina chayim metzuyim bediyukim apratiim ki mitzad elyon shel hakoach haklali. You really have to take care of the head and the protect the spinal cord. And that is why Chovot HaLevavot talks about the more chiyuni, the more necessary an organ is, the more God protects it. The skull is very hard in order to protect the brain, which is very important. The ribs are very solid to protect the lungs and to protect the heart. On the other hand, kidneys and liver are less protected, right? So the more protect, so obviously the most important thing to protect, that we have to protect, is the head. Li shamer beze meota ta'ut shel hashfalat erech hachayim hagdolim shebemitzvoteha shel Torat emet ad lemidat hanemichut shel hachayim chesrei hamerkaz hamevi lachshov al kol davar prati mitpashet shebo be'atzmo yesh chayim maspikim le'atzmo. If we look at the earthworms and the invertebrates, there is a common misconception of some people in the world that the details, again, the invertebrates that you can cut in half and they continue living, that there is a living essence in those creatures, and that they are an end unto themselves, even without being connected to that central holistic fuse box. Okay? So that's a mistake when dealing with a higher level. Hashmira hazot einat tzricha lavo bekavana. You don't need to make a conscious decision. Here, Rav Kook is already explaining the rabbis who disagreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You don't have to make a classic decision to put a ribbon to watch over the mammals, the cow. Ki al kopanim atzivyon organi keshumit kayim hu moshech bekerbo et koach hachayim lefi tivam. Nature takes care of the animal. And you know what? Even a very basic example, if a cow runs away, he's going to come back because he knows where he has his food and where he's going to have his shelter. And therefore, you don't have to go crazy over protecting the head, and God already built in that protection, as we said, the skull, the ribs. The animal is basically naturally and holistically protected. Ule'olam yoter mesukanu atzad hasheni. And the more difficult problem is to go to the other extreme. Hato'el lachshov she'efshar levasis tzura shel chayim shlemim b'mechusarei evarim. The Christians and the Reform Jews, who make the, and many Jews today, make the mistake in thinking that it's enough to have the general idea, the head, and that the details, we can do without them. And that's what the Christianity did. right? Do without netilat yadayim. You don't have to put on tefillin. And that's what Reform Judaism does, that you don't need the details. It's enough to have the head, the fuse box. And what Rav Kook is obviously saying is that you need both, but you have to be especially careful regarding the details, because that is something that people mistakenly can say, well, they're far off from the center, the toenails or the horns, they're not really that important. Ulashir raketataim o atam yuchad shebo amerkaz mitkanes kishagviyah shleima be'en havin shamerkaz unichbad rak behashlamat hatzura lechol prateha. That the only, we have to remember that the only time a being is functioning holistically is when also the details, the far-off organs, are connected with the main fuse box and the spinal cord. And also don't forget the fuse box and the brain and the spinal cord. Both are extremely necessary. And here Rav Kook is corresponding with a machloket between the Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon, where here he goes on to say, Omnam yishomer emet le'olam, asher lo etza v'tushia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who really protects everyone. We don't need, the rabbis tell Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you don't need to protect the cow with this ribbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them. Asher lo etza v'tushia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has also the etza, the idea, and also the tushia. Chazal explained in the Gemara that tushia represents the Torah Sheba'al Peh, the details. So you need also the klalim, and also the pratim. Also to learn philosophy and Kabbalah, and also to be careful regarding the details of the mitzvot. Lo shogeg umashgeh. There's room to make a mistake, that people can take a gamble regarding the toenails or regarding the small details. And Kamash Milan, it comes to teach us, no, that you can't gamble on anything. Also the small details and also the large ideas are both very important. Nechonot hena asibot shemiyadan tesuvav hashmira klalit le'erech ha'organi shebifrateh shel Torah ki el deyot Hashem velo nitkenu alilot. How did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah make his mistake? That's the question that Rav Kook is going to deal with now. And again, there were rabbis in Rav Kook's time who made the same similar mistake. And there were even those who accused Rav Kook of making this mistake, mistakenly. Let's see, paragraph Dalid. And here we're getting to the punchline. Al-Ken yizdamen, sheyetze eza michshol prati davka migdolei gdolim. Davka, great rabbis. People of the stature of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, people of the stature like the Baal Shem Tov, Eza Aziva Shel Dikduk, who sometimes the great ideas of Chassidut came at the expense of the details. When the Vilna Gaon came out against Chassidut, it was because they weren't learning enough Torah, and they weren't saying Kriyat Shema on time, and they were eating chulent before davening on Shabbat, and they were lenient regarding certain details. And the Vilna Gaon says this is a very slippery slope. Let's just remember, on the other hand, that Rav Kook's mother was a Lubavitcher, Hasidic, and his father was from the Volozhin Yeshiva, where Rav Kook himself learned. And Rav Kook is obviously always going to connect the two. Nevertheless, he is going to deal now with the danger of antinomianism, of people, especially again in the Hasidic movement, who think it's not so important to deal with the details. This is where the Christians went wrong. This is where the Reform went wrong. Ha-mevin lo-orer et ha-machshava klalit l'shotet al ha-deya ha-mikorit. That they like to think of big ideas, Kabbalistic ideas, Hasidic ideas, philosophic ideas. U-laskil ki ha-pratim hema mevo'e ha-klal. But they have to remember that the details, they are the fountain from where the general ideas have to continue getting their moisture. V'shelo mitzad atzmam hem nichbedim, ki mitzad koach haklal hatzafun behem. That the details themselves really are not the end-all, unless you also learn the philosophy and understand the beauty of the mitzvot. And here Rav Kook is, biographically, autobiographically, talking about why he himself dealt in Sefer Afikim Banegev and Chazon HaTzimchonut with Ta'amei HaMitzvot, with why it's important to identify with the mitzvot, to fall in love with the mitzvot, to see that the mitzvot are good ideas, and that way we'll have that much more motivation, so that the more you learn the general ideas of the meaning and the benefit of the mitzvot, the more it will be revealed in the details, in the small, far-off details. That is the way it's supposed to be. Ulifamim davka adam gadolu klali. Sometimes a great person who has his mind in the heavens and he's into Kabbalah and philosophy, hamishotet bitzdadim elyonim shel haklalim, yishge be'ez prat she'ne'elam mimenu l'sha'a erech kishuro el haklal. Sometimes he might accidentally, but understandably, disconnect the details with the big ideas of Judaism. Ve'im she'en ze ki'im mishgeh, even though it's just a mistake, and it's temporary, she'hashlama habrura hi ima koach ha'daikani ashav midchifa nitzchit shelo zaklal. Mikol makom ze ha'mishgeh yilamed v'yorer Rav Tushia. Again, Rav Kook is explaining how a great person like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, who is sort of disconnecting and putting too much of stress on the head, on the horns, on, and may even be neglecting the details. Now, this accusation, for example, Professor Benny Ishalom, he learned in yeshiva, he learned in Yeshivat Har Etzion. He has in Source 8, in his book, Between Rationalism and Mystica, he says about Rav Kook that there is a metach, a tension, bein isuk ba'alacha v'shamranut machmira bifrateha, that on the one hand, Rav Kook is a ish halacha. He is, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook always used to say, Rav Kook is a grar in Yiddish, a ish hagra. He is Mr. Gra. He is a halachic man, in the words of Rav Soloveitchik. And as a matter of fact, Rav Kook very often was very strict in Machmir, in his Piskei Halacha. Uben kortuv shel anarchiot v'antinomizm amotzi bitui bichtava v'iyunim. On the other hand, Professor Yishalom says, you can find some anarchy and some antinomianism in Rav Kook, where he sometimes is so into the big idea, and sometimes seems to be belittling the small mitzvot. Now here, Professor Rivka Schatz Oppenheimer comes to defend Rav Kook in this academic machloket among professors, and she brings as a good example Rav Kook's correspondence with Rav Shmuel Alexandrov. Rav Shmuel Alexandrov, Source 6, this is Professor Rivka Schatz-Oppenheimer, Haya tzioni, v'yachad im zot ra'a et ha'tchiya yehudit be'inayim shel spiritualist muvhak, v'chai b'shichron antinomisti akashur b'seder hachadash. Rav Alexandrov was an Orthodox Jew, he was a big Talmid Chacham. He observed everything, but he saw that the modern philosophers and the Maskilim and the Reform people who wanted to concentrate on the big philosophy of Judaism at the expense of the small details, he saw this as part of Yemot HaMashiach. That's Rabbi Alexandrov. What is he based on? There is a Gemara in Masechet Nida, which Rav Kook also relates to a lot in his writings. I wrote a whole paper, a 36-page article on this once. Source 14, Gemara Masechet Nida, Samach Alef Amud Bet, Amar Rav Yosef, Zot Omeret Mitzvot Betelot La'atid Lavo, that in the future, there will not be a need for mitzvot anymore. And this Rav Alexandrov, he was a Rav in Bobroisk. He writes to Rav Kook and says, hey, maybe we are already in Yemot HaMashiach, where just as we are returning to the land of Israel, maybe we should start beginning to talk about that mitzvot have served their purpose, and we don't need them anymore. And Rav Alexandrov, Rav Kook answers him in many, many different igrot. In source number 7, I just brought a couple of examples where Rav Kook answers Rav Alexandrov, and here is answering also Beni Ish Shalom, and answering all those who claim that Rav Kook himself is sort of antinomistic, that he sometimes talks so much about big ideals, and you might think that it's at the expense of the details. Rav Kook says to Rav Alexandrov, in, this is all in Igrot HaRiyah, page 147, Rav Kook says, "En yisod labricha memitzvot ma'asiyot." There is no basis to start doing away with the practical mitzvot. And in the letters of the Rav Kook and page 173, Kvodo, he again writes to Rav Alexandrov, Kvodo merim al neis et bitul mitzvot shel atid lavo. Right? That you think that it's a great idea to start doing away with the practical 613 mitzvot, as according to this opinion in Masechet Nidah that we saw. Ma shenirin dvarav lifamim kilu hu dochek et haketz shel oto latid lavo harachok shemitzvot betelot bo. Rav Kook is saying, Chabibi, we are not there yet. And even if theoretically, there may be a day that we won't need mitzvot anymore, just like Adam HaRishon didn't need the mitzvot and didn't need the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, there may be a day where that day will come, but we ain't there yet. It's not time to start doing away with Netilat Yadayim like the Christians wanted to do. Ulamido davka bitkufa shelanu. Rav Kook says you cannot say that we are there yet. We still need the laws of Lashon Hara and Shabbat and Kashrut and building Eretz Yisrael. We still need all of the mitzvot. Hamleya shivron vitmotetu chitzricha binyan mamashi veimutz maasi davka. Davka, those people who leave the Torah mitzvot, again, the Maskilim, the Reform, the Christians, and what Rav Alexandrov is suggesting, unless you have a Shulchan Aruch to define and to put meat on these great big ideas, it's not going to work. And on page 174, Kvodo motze simanim l'anarchizm al-liberali amusari b'yadut. Rav Kook is saying, you are exaggerating the liberal anachronistic aspect of Jewish thought. In other words, what some people might have accused Rav Kook of doing, Rav Kook is telling Rav Alexandrov, no, you are totally wrong. Now, where did people get this idea in Rav Kook from? That maybe Rav Kook is also sort of antinomianistic, that sometimes he belittles the importance of mitzvot. We learned together, Source 3, Shmonik Vatzim, Kovitz Bet, Piska Lamed, we learned this once together, that Rav Kook talks about how it's a good thing that the Chalutzim were not religious and didn't ask the rabbis, because the rabbis would still be debating, should we wait passively for Mashiach, or should we actively go on Aliyah and bring the Mashiach? And Rav Kook says that God, the God of history, solved that problem by sending Chalutzim who didn't ask the rabbis. Rav Kook is not saying rabbis are not important. He's not saying you shouldn't ask rabbis, but he's saying historically, sometimes that is a need. Now, Rav Kook knows very well, I brought in Devarim Perakei Kafhei, Mi yiten vayal vavam ze lahem li yirauti v'lishmor et kol mitzvotai kol hayamim, to observe all of the mitzvot in all generations. Yes, even in Yemot HaMashiach, we continue to need the mitzvot. And there's a mitzvah d'oraita. Source number 5, Perek Dal Pasuk Bet in Dvarim, Lo Tosif Al Davar She'Anochi Mitzaveh Etchem Velo Tigru Mimenu. You're not allowed to take away any mitzvah. Rav Kook knows that very well. And that's what he's pointing out to Rav Alexandrov. You should also remember that. Now, another example of this accusation against Rav Kook, we can see in source number 9. And again, if I were learning this with high school kids, I wouldn't bring these examples because they're confusing. On the other hand, with adults like yourselves, it's important to understand where the critics of Rav Kook went off. What was their mistake? Rav Kook in Orot, page Kuf Chaf Aleph, writes about in a very famous paragraph of Neshamot Ditohu. It's a Kabbalistic idea that there are souls who come from the world of anarchy. Neshamot Tohu Givohot Hen Minishamot Tikkun. The Kabbalistic ideas, I don't know enough Kabbalah to know Rav Kook's sources, but he says to a certain extent, the anarchy, the souls of the anarchist who rebel against the details of the mitzvot, their souls are higher. Gedolotein ma'o, they are very great and spiritual. Mivakshotein harbe min amtziut, ma she'ena kelim she'lehen yecholim lizbol. Rav Kook is explaining that sometimes people are so great that the kelim, the utensils of the small world and the small details cannot contain such large ideas. Mivakshoten or gadol meod. He's saying these idealistic chalutzim, the pioneers, they have these great ideas of altruism and reviving the Jewish people and uniting the world and socialism. All these are great ideas. Kol mashu mugbal, and they have a problem with anything which is limited. And you know what? Rav Kook goes on to say, I also have a problem with things that limit. I want to fly. I want freedom. Judaism, Torah, wants freedom. But high freedom, not low freedom. Freedom which is expressed in the Taryag Mitzvot. Ein lecha ben chorin elami she'osek b'Torah. Another example, Rav Kook talks about the need for neshamot ha-tohu, these anarchists, and their rebellion against even Torah. And source 10 in Orot, page 84, Hatzorech limrida zu, there's a need for this rebellion. Hi anetia letzad hachomriyut. This stems from the need to return to a life of physical being, of materialism, that we have to revive the Jewish army and the Jewish land, and the Jewish language, and Jewish nationalism. Shemuchrachat livaled bichlalut ha'uma betzurat takifa, achar asher avru pirkei shanim rabot shene'efsu ligamrei michlal ha'uma hatzorach ve'efsharut litaskut chomrit. For 2,000 years, we did not deal with our physical and national aspects. And therefore, Rav Kook is understanding the rebellion of the Chalutzim to go temporarily to the other extreme and rebel against spirituality. Mistakenly, as Rav Kook writes in Ma'amar Ador, what is the mistake? The mistake is that the rebellion of the Chalutzim is against Galut Judaism. It's not against real Judaism. Galut Judaism, where they just learned Gemara and dealt with the laws of Shabbat, and how much you have to pay if my ox gores your cow, that was too much details, and they didn't learn the philosophy, and the Kabbalah, and the mystical, and the Tamei Mitzvot, and that disconnection, the modern man is rebelling against, because the Judaism, which is not meaningful, he's not content with it. And therefore he wants big ideas. Rav Kook says, what is the solution? not to go to the opposite extreme and to put down the physical chalutzim, but that the pendulum should end up in the middle where the physical and the spiritual unite. That's Judaism. That's David HaMelech, where we have a Jewish state, and we have a Jewish army, and we have a Jewish language, and we work the land, and we have an economy, and a living nation has all of these points. So Rav Kook, some people, especially the Haredim, misunderstood Rav Kook and said, what do you mean? He says that materialism is good, and there needs to be a rebellion against religion? Rav Kook is saying there needs to be a rebellion. There is good that is coming out of this rebellion, which is mentioned in the last Mishnah, Masechet Sotah, that we learned together. What is the good that comes out of the rebellion? That we will rediscover the beautiful, holistic Judaism, which includes Kabbalah and philosophy and Musar and going back to learn Tanakh, etc. Another place that Rav Kook talks about in Orot, page Kuf Nun Tet, Rav Kook praises the chutzpah of Ikvita de Meshicha. Does that mean to say that Rav Kook says it's good to be chutzpahdik? No. But he's saying that the rebellion against Galut Judaism and shallow Judaism, to want a great Judaism, a living, vibrant, nationalistic Judaism, well, that chutzpah is part of Ikvita de Meshicha, and again, Rav Kook has the source at the end of Masechet Sotah. Another example, Rav Kook in Achdut Vashniyut, Mamre Riyah, page 234, Rav Kook talks about how the anti-religious today, they want to break down the idol, Ha'alil HaRuchaniyut, the mistaken religion. And Rav Kook is saying, yeah, that is an idea which time has come, because we have to rise to a higher level of Torah, where Judaism is not just a religion of do, don'ts, and details, but, and another example, Source 13, Rav Kook here writes autobiographically in our Pali Torah, page Yud Zayin, Im yapil atzmo kadosh hadumiya la'avuda mitzumtzemet litfila litorah, Rav Kook is admitting in his spiritual autobiography that sometimes he feels limited by having to say these words of davening and having to function and live within the framework of the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah. Simply, again, Rav Kook isn't complaining and he's not rebelling against it, but he's saying that there is a certain amount of frustration that he feels in too many details. Yachush ki neshamam le'a kol hayikum lochatzim b'tzvatayim. Sometimes a great thinker feels like he is being crunched by pliers. Lazgira b'muaka mitzumtzemet shel midah shel advayat derech miyuchad. That's not letting him fly. That's not letting him think freely. B'shah shekol adrachim yachad inam lifanav p'tuchim kulam le'imor, kulam otzurim chayim. Hachutzpah shebikvata demeshicha ba'a mitoch tshuka pnimit l'kdushat adumia el yona. V'sof shetagiyala. Rav Kook is saying that, yes, there needs to be a certain amount of chutzpah in the modern world in order to rise to a higher level of spirituality. Rav Kook does relate in several places, and he does hold like this opinion, saying that mitzvot betelot latid lavo, that there will come a day that we won't need mitzvot, just like Adam HaRishon didn't need mitzvot, and according to the Pshat, Avram Avinu didn't need a Shulchan Aruch. Just for example, Rav Kook, in an Igeret, a letter that I had the privilege of publishing, where he writes about how women originally did not need to learn Torah. He goes back even further and says even men did not originally need to learn Torah. Anu muchrachim lichloat yiladenu ha'ovim. He says, the way the world is now, we have to lock our children, our beloved children, mishachar tal yaldutam, from a young age, she'ot rabot b'chol yom, many hours a day, b'chadarim, b'batei sefer, learning in the cheder, even learning Torah. L'kashram et asfarim ve'la otiyot. We have to tie, unfortunately, Rav Kook is saying, we have to tie our children to books, to letters. I brought in the footnote that the Nazir, also Rav Kook's student in one of the places, complains, Hamal itim et nefesh b'niyar. We are stuffing our souls with paper, with too many books. And he's even, yes, he's referring, yes, even to holy books. Does that mean that Rav Kook is saying that we don't have to learn Torah? Obviously not. Because if you see the context of the whole Igaret, Rav Kook is saying that today, since the fall of mankind, men definitely have to learn Torah. And he says today, women also have to learn Torah. And yes, we need the books and we need the mitzvot. But Rav Kook, as a great and free thinker, allows himself to think about mitzvot atidot latid lavo when we return to that level of Gan Eden. Am Yisrael hu kulo otzrot ha-reya, page 758. Am Yisrael hu kulo am ideali. Am Yisrael is essentially all idealistic. Omnam ha-shuafim amitim ha-idealistim ha-nechonim, who are the real idealists. Not those who don't observe the mitzvot, not the antinomianists, and not the anarchists. The real idealists, heim rak shomrei Torah befoal ha-nehmanim bibrita. We who are, observe the Torah, and fulfill the covenant, and fulfill every single page of all those pages that we learn and study, Shem yaviu et sfinat enoshut el chof hatzalah. This eventually will bring all mankind to its destination. So, Rav Kook on this issue, yes, he is complex. And this is not the type of article that you can learn with high school kids. Because Rav Kook does have this aspect where he deals with the problematicness of those who get too hung up on the details and don't learn the Kabbalah and the philosophy. On the other hand, he talks about those who just learn the Kabbalah and the philosophy and they don't connect it with the details. And Rav Kook says that what we really do need is both. Just to finish off, paragraph Dalid, Rav Kook explains how Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah made this mistake, again, davka because he's greatness, and he is a great thinker. He sometimes thinks that the animal needs man to intervene to watch him by putting the ribbon there. And it stems from a mistake of not connecting, not understanding the connection in the vertebrate animals, in these cows, that God protects them naturally, and that the horns and the head and the fingernails and everything is connected. And that is, so we now understand why the rabbis disagree with Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. We now understand why Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, where he made his mistake. And this is really the mistake of Rav Shmuel Alexandrov, that Rav Kook is also coming down on him. And theoretically, in Tchiyat HaMetim, we might not need the mitzvot any longer, but we're definitely not there, and we're not close to there. And the beauty of the Torah is expressed in the details and in the great ideas together.